Om Gyanati Mirandasya Ginandana Salakya Shakshura Minitam Yanata Smahe Sri Gurave Namaha. What does Tahani mean?
I asked Krishna Kshetra Prabhu because for years I didn't know and I haven't found. And he told me it must be one of the names of Svaha.
Okay.
Because Agni has a wife Svaha.
Sure.
Daha means burning, the quality of burning.
Okay.
And in India, when people ask me, like, what's your name? And I said, Dahan, they were frightened. Dahan, Dahan. They were like, because these are some burning flames.
I see.
So, yeah, that must be, he told me, because of this Dahani. So it must be the name of it, actually.
Okay. Yeah. No, I didn't know it. It was a difficult one. I couldn't...
Nobody
Sometimes happens in Sanskrit names.
Da, odlično, hvala ti.
So, we have a simple ceremony. Because in the camp we... have to do the fire sacrifice outside, but then the last few days it was so unpredictable that you never know. Of course, now it's beautiful. Another cloud in the sky. But from the last few days, that means nothing. It can start raining any moment. So it's inauspicious when during the yagya the fire is cannot be completed, so I didn't want to take the risk. And but that's fine, because ultimately the fire is not at all the essence. The essence is the holy name. In initiation, in our Sampradaya, it is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta who has made initiation to consist of two standards. The Goswamis would only give Harinam. See? The Goswamis were not wearing any Brahmin thread, and they were not therefore taking the second initiation. The only initiation was Harinam. And then, but in the Vedic tradition, of course, Diksha means that you're getting the Gayatri Mantra. And that's actually Vedic Diksha. So sometimes we speak of Harinam Diksha. We call Harinam Diksha. And that's fine, because Diksha really means a transmission of transcendental knowledge, Divya Gyan. It is said that when Krishna appeared in this world, before he appeared, he came into the pure mind of Vasudev. And Vasudev's mind was representing the state of pure goodness. There was Vasudev. Then Krishna entered into that Visuddha Sattva consciousness of Vasudev, and then from the heart of Vasudev to the heart of Devaki, and then to the womb of Devaki, and then Krishna was in Devaki's womb. So in the purport to this part, Srila Prabhupada said, this is Diksha, where transcendental knowledge is transmitted from one to the other, from the pure state of transcendental consciousness. So, therefore we can say Harinam Diksha, because it is through that Harinam that we are making our true connection with Krishna. It is through chanting Hare Krishna that we are associating with Krishna. Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Devotion, quoting the Adi Purana, that by chanting Hare Krishna, we're directly associating with Krishna. Avinatvam Nami Namino, the name is non different from Krishna himself. Now, we have received the name a long time ago, right? Dhani already, even formally, yeah. And Nira also has been practicing forever, 16, 17 years, you know. Like before some of us were born, she was already chanting Hare Krishna. Just see. So the Maha Mantra has been with us for a long time. Still, it is said that at the time of initiation, the spiritual master is giving us he gives us Harinam. So what is that? You could sort of say, well, it's something like a birthday and you get a gift and you open up the box and I already got that. You know, what to do now? Huh? So I go like, gosh, we're getting the Harinam, but I got that years ago. No, it's not that. Actually, what is there is that the spiritual master, he has rendered service to Krishna. And with that service, he has purchased mercy of Krishna. So, at the time of initiation, the spiritual master gives us the holy name along with his prayer. With his prayer to Krishna. He prays on our behalf to Krishna and says, my dear Lord, please bestow your mercy upon this devotee. Okay? So in this way, when we go before Krishna, we're not alone. We're not just judged on our own performance, but you know, we go with our spiritual master who has credit with Krishna. So Krishna is inclined. He's inclined. So therefore, it's very important to have that prayer. And the spiritual master's prayer is not a one-time prayer, it's an ongoing prayer. It stays with us throughout our spiritual life. And at the end of our life, when we come before Krishna, and are we going back or not? You know, the big question, are we going to make it back to Godhead or not? Then also, the prayer of the spiritual master puts weight in the scale. More weight even than our own. Yeah? Therefore, it is saying that the most important in spiritual life are the blessings from the spiritual master, the prayer from the spiritual master. That is the most powerful factor. So therefore, it is important to receive the Harinam in this way. Then later, by the arrangement of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he wanted to establish that. He did two things. He wanted to establish that our devotees, even although they may not have taken birth in Brahmin families, because through the Pancharatri key, the instructions of Pancharatriki are the instructions that Narada Muni collected from various scriptures about how to perform bhakti. And he summarized that in the Narada Pancharatra. Then these same Pancharatriki type of instructions, they have been again summarized by Srila Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in the Nectar of Devotion. So in this way, Pancharatriki knowledge coming through us through nectar devotion, also Hari Bhakti Vilas. So in this way, our initiation process also includes the Pancharatriki aspect, where we actually give Diksha, and we actually give second initiation also, the full Diksha and the Upanayam. Upanayam means to bring closer, Upaniti, to bring closer to Krishna. So the second initiation is a reinforcement of the first one, and especially helps us to externally, by accepting Brahminical standards, qualities of goodness and cleanliness, purity of heart, you have the Dhammo samo dhammastapo saucham ksantir ajivam evicha jnanam vijnanam astagyam brahma karma svabhavajam, the qualities of being equanimity means balanced, sense controlled, austerity, then forgiveness, simplicity, knowledge, realized knowledge. I think my mind go over the whole list. I can't remember. Realized knowledge or vijnana, spiritual, a genuine spiritual devotion in the heart. So all these qualities are part of the Brahminical qualification, and that is the external aspect of the second initiation, where we're trying to act in the mode of goodness. We may not be in the mode of goodness, but we try to act in the mode of goodness. And Srila Prabhupada said, we must always try to associate with the mode of goodness. And I liked that, because, you know, how can I make a conscious effort to be in the mode of goodness? I'm gonna be in the mode of goodness. That's passion. Yeah? That's the difficulty. It's very difficult to by a mental adjustment be in the mode of goodness. Once I was in Mayapur, and I spoke with Jnanivas, and he was the original Jnanivas Das Brahmachari. And he was speaking about being Brahmanas, and he was saying, yes, it's hard for us to become Brahmanas. He said, by birth, we're just not in goodness, you know. So it's very difficult to become Brahmanas. And I was thinking, well, if it's hard for you to become a Brahmana, then what about me? You know? He's more Brahmana than me, I think. But anyway, the essence of all Brahminical knowledge is the Brahman is the opposite of the Kripana. The Kripana is the miser. And the miser is always thinking about what about me and what about my situation and what about my needs. Whereas the Brahmana must be generous and give. So Vaishnava, I spoke about this morning, must be very generous, must be ready to give himself for Krishna. And so then there's the internal aspect to the second initiation. The internal aspect to the second initiation is we begin to chant different Gayatri mantras, which give us a meditation. We start to meditate, and this meditation is obviously also part of spiritual life, because meditation changes everything. If I walk here in Fruska Goranga and in meditation from, oh, such a terrible place, such a terrible place, then it will be a terrible place. When I walk here in meditation, oh, such a wonderful place because there are such wonderful devotees, you know, yeah, then I will see it as a wonderful place. So meditation changes everything. It changes everything. I was in the Himalayas, I was driving a van full of devotees, and next to me, 3 kilometers straight down. So I was driving like... And meanwhile, the devotees in the van, they were seeing some snow mountains, and they were saying, "Oh, what a beautiful view." And I would go, "Yeah, what a beautiful view." So, a different meditation. It's just that the meditation makes a big difference. I have another example which I sometimes tell. The example of a boy who was in love with this girl. He went to the house where she lived. He brought a bouquet with roses. He comes into the street where she lives. It's called Paradise Lane. He goes to the house, rings the doorbell. Music is playing. Ding dong, ding dong. Then she opens the door. And she says, "Roses! I'm allergic to roses." And the roses go like, And then she throws the door in his face. He turns around, and the name of the street has changed to Hell's Gate. And there are big Doberman pinchers barking at him. And he doesn't know how quick to get out of that street. So consciousness or meditation changes everything. So therefore, the Gayatri mantras are very important because they give us meditation upon Krishna. That's where we consciously begin to meditate on Krishna. So today I want to offer Dahani both, first and second Gayatri, and Nira first, Harinam. Yeah, both are very nice. Both are great blessings because it's about going back to Godhead, and it's that's why we're doing this. You know, it's an initiation into going back to the spiritual world. It's not cheap, and it requires some serious commitment. So initiation is a beginning of making serious commitment, or reconfirming a commitment. And but obviously it's the relationship with the spiritual master is very important in the whole matter, because we must really try to please the spiritual master and to live up to his expectations. See, me, I don't want ordinary disciples. I don't want disciples that sort of just, I want to be initiated. No, I want people that are serious about going back to God. And that's the idea. And of course, it doesn't always work out like that. But anyway, we try to fix what is broken. We are also human beings. And this Krishna consciousness is such a process that it's accommodating for the human nature. But within our human nature, we have a higher nature and a lower nature. The lower nature is our weakness, and we have to conquer it because it will bring us down and bind us to the material world. So there is an element of fight in this spiritual life. It's not just always easy. But our spiritual master is also human. He has also the same human nature that everyone has. but he's also doing it. So in this way we sato vritti follow in the footsteps. So it is an inspiration to see that there is a living example that gives us strength. The role of the spiritual master is, he has different roles. One role is that he is the external manifestation of the super soul. He is Saksat Daritvena Samasta Shastra, the direct representative of Krishna. He is also the representative of the Sampradaya, of the Parampara. All the previous acharyas are coming through him. The mercy of Krishna and of the previous acharyas comes through him, and we offer our service through him to Krishna. Another aspect is the spiritual master is also becoming the our spiritual guide. It is sometimes that he's the captain of the boat of transcendental knowledge. That means he gives us instructions, he gives us directions as to how to carry on with our spiritual life. He guides us in that way. Then there is another aspect to the relationship which is more personal. It is said the spiritual master is our close friend, Sudrida Suridam, it is said. That means there must be some trust, a sense of that we feel that he is always on my side. He has my best interest at heart, and I trust him in that way. One of Prabhupada's disciples, early disciples, Garga Muni Prabhu, is a very individualistic person, not very orthodox, and he doesn't really dress like a devotee or anything these days. And one day, on Prabhupada's disappearance day, Garga Muni came to speak. And Garga Muni was dressed in blue jeans, a black t-shirt, and a tiger skin vest, and his hair sort of combed back. And he stood there on the stage, and he says, "I think there are many people here who wouldn't really want me to be here." He said, "But I'm sorry, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here to stay." He said, "I'm here to stay because of a letter that Prabhupada wrote. In particular, in that letter, there were three words that Prabhupada wrote to me in 1966. He said, "And for that reason, I'm not going anywhere." And he says, "And those three words are, your ever well-wisher." And so he took that very much. So yes, our spiritual master is our ever well-wisher. So we must, whatever happens, he is. We may do something and he may chastise us. How could you do such a thing? But that's also for our benefit. So we must trust him. That's very important. So if you're not sure about that, then you should not take initiation. You have to trust. The others get up, walk away. I, from my side, will try to be trustworthy, by being an example. We are human, but we must conquer our lower nature. That's sometimes a little difficult. That must be done. Our spiritual life must be natural. Spiritual life is not about being artificial. It's not about Prabhupada said it's not an artificial imposition of the mind. So I stress this a lot, naturalness, and that we must find some natural attraction to Krishna. It's there. Krishna is nice. It's not like so difficult to be Krishna conscious. I mean, actually, the more we find out about Krishna, we can see Krishna is, he's the Supreme Lord, he's the Supreme Controller, but he's also playful. So he's not boring, he's also exciting, he's kind, he has a heart, he reciprocates with his devotees. So we must discover Krishna. We cannot just think, well, I'll chant and then everything will automatically come. No, what will automatically come is a little bit of desire to find out more about Krishna. If you sit there chanting every day Hare Krishna, maybe one day you think, well, who is Krishna actually? So we have to find out who is Krishna. Who is Krishna? So we must read about Krishna, otherwise, and we must hear about Krishna. Turn on tapes, read the Bhagavatam. We must make that endeavor. Because I said that already this morning, the same thing, and I always say it. And we have to try to get more absorbed. Because, you know, it's one thing to take the vows, it's another thing to keep the vows over time. Over time, it can be difficult. It can be weaknesses. Fall down is a very common affair, or gradually watering down of our spiritual standards, and then little by little, it all our determination evaporates, and sometimes even to a point that it doesn't make sense anymore. But it does make sense. So, the spiritual master, guru, means heavy, shall I say. Not that he's in that way so heavy, but it means he's heavy because he's never moved from Krishna's lotus feet. He will always continue to, he'll just stay there. And that, that makes him our anchor, because life shakes us sometimes, but our guru is still there. Still there, same thing. He's still serving Krishna. He's still chanting. We, our life, so many turbulences. But no, he's just simply still there. And that's how it's meant to be. He's meant to be there, always. So, in that way, it's very nice, because if our guru is always fixed at Krishna's feet, then whenever we turn to him, it means we automatically turn to Krishna. See, it doesn't need any big mystical insights or revelations. It's just simple. He's just fixed in serving Krishna. So, all right, we turn to our guru. He seeks some association of our guru. And again, more Krishna starts coming into our life. And again, we are refreshed, and again we think, okay, yes, I must try again. Sometimes Prabhupada used to sign his letters with "my dear spiritual sons and daughters." So there is a parental element also, in the sense that like a parent, the spiritual master has the experience and guides us with experience and so on in a sort of a parental way. It's interesting that different devotees, they like to relate to a spiritual master according to different roles. Some want a father, you know, and always sign their letters, your spiritual son and your spiritual daughter, and they always want like that closeness. Others want the opposite. They want like a formal guru, a representative of the parampara, you know, one who, oh please, you're not going to tell me something about what I should do in my life, right? You just represent Krishna, you know. I mean, I'm very happy with that. So there are different disciples that want different relationships. With me, you get them all at different times. Different times I'll be in different roles as I think the relationship requires. In a discussion with Sanatana Goswami, then it comes up that Sanatana Goswami contracted this disease, and Sanatana Goswami got so depressed he thought of jumping onto the Rath Yatra cart and giving up his life. Because every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come and embrace him, although his body was covered in these sores and he said, I'm making one big offense, I should just give up my body. Then Lord Chaitanya said, no, you cannot do this because your body is my property. And then he said to Haridas, he said, this man, he wants to take someone else's property, right, and destroy it. What right does he have? Right? So, yeah, this is another heavy aspect of the initiation. Basically, you become my property. Right? And that means that everything you have is automatically already mine. Yeah? So there's nothing that you own anymore, because you will be my property. But I don't know how to manage all these properties. It's too much. Too many properties. Therefore, I take that property from you, and it is my property now. I'm taking it after you. But I'm giving it back to you to look after, on my behalf. But you have to look after properly, because it's mine. So your life now, everything belongs to me. The bees.
I understand perfectly what's happening to you.
Yeah, these garlands are very
juicy for them.
Very nice.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that's fine. Okay, what? Yamuna. It's informal, so this one. It's okay. Yeah, the bees are coming. But even Krishna and Balaram, they have long garlands, and there's always bees buzzing around their garlands, it says in the scripture. Of course, it says the bees in Vaikuntha are different than the bees here. Because when you listen careful to these bees, then they're always glorifying Krishna. So the buzz actually is glorification of Krishna. So, in the material world, it's a little different. Yeah. Anyway, because I'm not doing a fire sacrifice, I still want to invoke all the blessings. Om Agyanatimarandasya, the spiritual master opens our darkened eyes with transcendental knowledge. Then Vandeham Siguro, we are worshipping the spiritual masters, especially the six Goswamis, who are intimate associates of Lalita and Vishakha. The Radharani, who is the best servant of Krishna, Radharani expends herself in the form of the Astasakis. They are also Shakti Tattva. And then they are assisted by the Manjaris, who are Jiva Tattva. Rupa Manjari is the assistant of Lalita Sakhi. Rupa Manjari is the head of our Sampradaya. We are Rupa Nugas, right? Following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. So in this way we are connecting with in assisting. We are becoming assistants. We're assisting our spiritual master, who is assisting and assisting. It goes all the way up to ultimately we assist Srimati Radharani, because Srimati Radharani can please Krishna better than anyone. So this is our mood. Therefore we always become assistants. We always think, well, my spiritual master can please Krishna much better than I can. So it's not like, out of the way, now it's my turn. No, no. He is a greater devotee of Krishna, of Prabhupada, like this.
What is like?
No, that's okay. Yeah. Of course, you know, I simply took this service as a spiritual master upon the order of my spiritual master, who said that he wanted to do so because he felt it was in the interest of pushing on the Sankirtan mission. And now it's... of course I got his blessings, that helped a lot. And now I have to try and become qualified. Work in progress. I'm trying to be qualified. I am qualified when I, by faithfully representing, and that is my claim to fame. I'm a postman. I am just delivering the message. I'm not a super devotee, you know. I didn't descend from the spiritual world just now to come and save the conditioned souls. Believe me, I came from the material world. And I, but that's the miracle of this movement. It is very powerful. So, you know, like sometimes we hear a description about a biography of a guru, and it describes how from his very birth he was very pure and holy and exalted and so on. And that's wonderful. In my case, it's not like that. I can tell you, from my very birth, I was sinful. I can tell you that once I grew up a little bit, I became more sinful. And what shall I say? It's like some say every saint has a past and every future has a sinner. Yeah, it is a bit like that. But I think that is not a disqualification. I think that's a qualification of not me, but of the process. It shows the power of the process. It's giving hope. I'm not Superman. Then you are also not super ladies. You are also just ordinary human beings with all human weaknesses. But it can be done. We can do it. And we will do. So in this way, I hope that my example can be of some use and some give some hope. Yeah, these 10 offenses in the matter of chanting the holy name must be avoided. I am just assuming that you know them. But if you don't know them, then you have to learn them. Because I will not give a big explanation of them today, but basically we have to be respectful to the devotees, respectful to the name, respectful to the deities, respectful to the acharyas, respectful to the scriptures. It's about being respectful, and that's the essence. about criticizing devotees, I have my point, which I like myself too much. And that is that because every devotee has done service, and Krishna is achyuta, he never fails to notice any service rendered. Therefore, it is Krishna, he is very pleased with his devotees for whatever service they have done. Therefore, when I see a devotee, I always try to keep in mind that Krishna is standing behind that devotee, smiling. So if Krishna and looks smilingly at that devotee, now let's criticize that devotee. It's more difficult when we see Krishna standing behind, smiling. So just imagine Krishna standing behind every devotee, smiling. So then I wouldn't dare to criticize anyone if I see Krishna smiling. Here comes the cloud. Anyway. So, yes, I think do you have any questions? The two of you. Yeah. No questions. Okay. I think we'll just continue then. I cannot always go everywhere. I cannot always answer every email, because if I would answer every email, then I would be sitting behind a computer all day. And, you know, so the fact that I'm not answering all the mails always is a sign that I'm that maybe my fingers are sometimes touching my beats instead of the keyboard, you know? So, I think, but if you send me a letter and it does, and you get no answer, and then send it again. Sometimes you just have to send it again. And, you know, you have to understand it, that I'm, don't feel that I'm, that I don't care. It's not like that. I care, but I have only one, I'm one, and others are many. So that's there. No. Thank you very much. I'm cold. I get a bit of cold. Actually. But it's the thought that counts. So you get all the benefit for your sincere desire. But, already 5 packets of tissues finished. It's okay. Yeah, so there is this Puranic example of the bird, the fish, and the tortoise. And Ramavaivarta Purana, the tortoise, or the bird, feeding its young, constant, the parents are flying, it's a very active relationship. The fish is like just supervising, but not so actively involved. The tortoise is just meditating on its young from a distance. So, all these three relationships exist between guru and disciple. Sometimes it's just to the meditation level where, you know, I haven't spoken to a disciple for quite some time, but the meditation remains, the well-wishing is there, the prayer remains. So it's not that the relationship became distant. The relationship is completely alive. Supervision, yes, something is there. But it is also up to you to contact me. I cannot be expected to always go after you. You have to go after me.
Da.
Da, da. Dobro, dobro. And then, yes. The bird type of support, I generally... That is for new people or people with problems, right? Just as, you know, little birds, they get that attention. Babies, they get a lot of attention, you know. So mature disciples, they don't get them. Of course, sometimes everyone may need some. Please, I want to be there whenever you need. Don't feel I don't want to bother him. It bothers me when people don't want to bother me. That really bothers me. So, please don't. Please bother me. Whenever you feel like that something bothers you, you can bother me. That's, when something is important to you, then please, I want to be there. Okay, finished. Now let's see. These are yours.
Yes.
Okay, she's first. They came out first. Yeah, so you can offer obeisances here.
Нама лично подарок Кришна Пештава Бута. Шимате Кадамба Карана Свами и Тинамина. Нама лично подарок Кришна Пештава Бута. Шимате Жадвита Свами и Тинамина. Нама лично подарок Кришна Пештава Бута. Шимате Бхакти Веданта Свами и Тинамина. Намасте Сарасвати Деви Гуравани Прачарини. Нирвишеша Шунявата Пештата Дешта.
Yes, thank you so much. So, what are the four regulative principles that you promise to follow for the rest of your life?
I don't eat meat, fish and eggs, don't intoxication, sex, and don't gambling.
And how many rounds you promise to chant every day?
I will chant 16 rounds every day.
Minimum. The beats are very small. So you have to be careful that you really chant nicely on them, that the finger doesn't take. When your rounds are finished in less than 6 or 7 minutes, then you have to check. Mm. It may take 2 hours to finish 16 rounds. So from this day on, you will be known as Nandarani Devadasi.
Arigo!
Nandarani. Nice. Yeah. I like the name. So, dear Nandarani, sit down. Can you reconfirm the vows?
Yes, of course. So, for the rest of my life, I promise not to eat meat, fish and eggs, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no intoxication. And I will chant 16 rounds minimum.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, like, as far as the name is concerned, you are so much known as Dahan. It just feels it's awkward to change it, you know, and turn it into something totally different. And it's also not an easy name to glue something on or something, you know. I mean, I wouldn't know what to glue on because it's just one of those names.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is what it is.
And thank you.
You stay as you are.
Thank you.
But nonetheless, I had my blessings to it. I had one person who, okay, took initiation again, and my disciple Partisarti, and at the initiation time, I took his name away. I said, and I'm gonna take your name away. Partisarti, he was very attached to the name. I knew that, you know, so I took his name, Partisarti, away. And he's like, oh. And then he says, okay, now I'll give you a new name. And then I said, and your name is Partisarti. So from this day on, you will be known as Dahani.
Dio.
Good. I'm going to check it out, what it means exactly. I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Because after one summer camp, you know, that I was like for a long time not selected.
Yeah, yeah, I know what. Believe me, I have better sources than that.
Thank you. So everybody approached and asked, what does it mean?
Yeah.
So I had to ask Krishna because I didn't know.
Yeah, no, but I have.
His explanation.
Yeah. I'll take it to the Sanskrit specialists.
Thank you.
And we'll find it in the scriptures, which fire it is. Because there are different fires that have different functions. It's not like. So anyway, I'll check it out. What it is. Yeah, so then all that remains now is we want blessings from all the Vaishnavas who are here. We also, of course, invoke the blessings of the Acharyas. We. When we are performing a fire sacrifice, then the different pots, one represents Krishna, the other one represents the principal demigods. They are all there to witness and bless the occasion. So by prayer we invoke, Prabhupada had brahmanas sitting on the four corners, reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, invoked, right? We're chanting the Mangala Charan, and in the Mangala Charan, we're focusing our surrender to these Acharyas, and we're also asking for their blessings. Radha and Krishna are included in this, in these prayers. Then it comes down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, six Goswamis, like this. And finally, my request is that you give out out mercy this life. Somehow or other, you must pass on mercy to others. How? Oh, simple, you know. Give away prasadam or in other ways, but we must increase the Sankirtan movement. That's if you have to repay a debt to your spiritual master, you have to do it. You can only do it fully if you pass on the mercy. Passing on the mercy is you must embody it with purity and then give it. Otherwise you can't pass it on. So that's what I would like from you. If you do something like I try to. Okay, then it's this public part is over, and then I still want to give you Gayatri Mantras privately, and then but thank you all for coming, your blessings. Yes, thank you so much. Giriraj was here. He's not just Giriraj. It's Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He comes. He may appear very small, but very powerful.
Yes.
Oh yes. He controls everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We try to worship him nicely. And others are helping. Mama Rupa is making turbans.
Oh.
Yeah. We're supposed to get a silver throne and parasol at 11.
I carry the news. Yes. I carry the news either the evening or tomorrow there in the house. You will see.
I see.
Sorry. As usual.
Can
I ask a question?
Yeah, you can ask a question.
Yes. She wonders, what about the fire, actually?
What about the fire sacred? Well, whenever there is a fire somewhere nearby to where you live, then you just go to them and say that I received already initiation from my spiritual master, but I was not able to sit in the fire. Can I please join in the fire sacrifice? And that is our common standard. So it's not like an unusual request. That's how it works in ISKCON. It's how that. Since Prabhupada's time, that's been the standard, and we're following that. So many times, some of my disciples have sat in the fire sacrifices of others before. Sometimes, disciples of others sit in my fire sacrifices. So, if there is a fire sacrifice nearby, you can sit in it. If there is no fire sacrifice, just listen, listen. Oh, Nandarani. Do not worry.
Okay.
Because everything is complete. There's nothing missing. There's nothing missing. It's not about the external. It's like, I've invoked all the blessings, you see? Everything you would got from the fire sacrifice, I've invoked the blessings. I spoke it out, I asked for it. It's there. So I've given you the essence of the fire sacrifice in the form of praying for the blessings. If I would be sitting there saying swaha, 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 I would do the same. The essence of that whole sacrifice is that you get those blessings. You got them. Everything you got. Don't think that your initiation was any less than any other initiation. Don't forget that most of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, or maybe not most, but definitely a large percentage, they just were initiated by letter. That's all. They just got a letter. Beats were sent in the mail a letter. You're my disciple. Finished. Your name is a letter. That was all they got. You got a lot more than a letter.
Yeah.
And where the fire wasn't burning here, it's burning from above. So everything is fine. Do not worry. You are Nandarani. You have nothing to worry.
Yes.
Queen of Nanda, Mother of Krishna. What more do you want? Nandarani is who you are, and that's all that counts. You have the blessings of the Vaishnavas. Giriraj Krishna himself came. Vrindavan was also here. Radha Kundi, Rani and Krishna. Parampara. The cows are here.